Welcome to the September 2010 edition of Judd's New England Journal, the rather curious monthly musings of Judson Hale, the editor-in-chief of Yankee Magazine, published since 1935, that's 75 years ago, in Dublin, New Hampshire. Running for town office. The late Vrest Orton, founder of the Vermont Country Store, had two words of advice. Go slowly. Those were the two words. Now here's a quote. I wish that some of the newcomers from metropolitan centers who just love our rural ways, said Vrest to me years ago, warming up to the subject, would, if they arrived on Monday, wait until at least Friday before they start running for office and telling us how to run the town, unquote. My own feeling is that it's impossible to explain this adequately to a newcomer if said newcomer does not have the natural instinct to feel it. Here's another quote. It's from a friend of mine. Quote, but I'm only running for the Board of Selectmen because I want to show my new neighbors that this town means something to me. I know I can improve things for everyone. Why does it matter how long I've been here? Unquote. Those are pretty much the exact words of that capable, hard-working friend of mine, who had just moved down the street from me from a city in New York State. And in spite of my urgent appeals to him that he be patient and wait a few years before running for the town's top job, he continued to campaign, sending out letters to every resident in which he explained his opinions, made suggestions for town improvements, printed out, you know, handed out bumper stickers. He bought space in the local paper and called each and every voter in town. He received a friendly reception wherever he went. And the night before the election, he told me he was confident he was going to win. Quote, I've been through every name on the checklist, he said, and my definite yeses alone will put me over the top, even without some of the maybes. On election day, I believe he received three votes. Maybe it was four. I think it was just three. Even I didn't vote for him. His opponent, not incidentally, had done absolutely nothing during the campaign except to sign his name, verifying he would serve if elected. Go slowly. Good advice.